Hi, this is Nicole Dean with Melissa Ingold from Sticky Passive Income, where we show you how to make a few changes to your business so the money continues to flow even when you're not working, which is pretty awesome, isn't it, Melissa?
It is. We love passive income.
Well, what exactly is passive income? In this video, we wanted to explain what it is and why we feel it's so important, and we're both going to get up on our soapbox, so get ready for some butt-kicking boots, because we're putting them on, aren't we?
We are.
All right, so what exactly is passive income? Melissa, when you think about it, what do you think?
I think of passive income as income that comes in when I'm not working. It's income that can be created without me having to think about it, without me having to worry about it or do a lot of work to make it happen. So it's kind of stuff that, you know, I do the work up front, put a little work into it, and then I can step away and it continues to come in. And that's kind of how, I know we'll be talking about this later, but an example of that for me is my Kindle books. A lot of people do hardcore marketing for the Kindle books. I don't. I just do a few little things and I step back and I just let it make income passively. Same with membership sites. There's just so many things, but I'm not going to go into that. But that's for me what passive income is for me. It's just money that comes in without me having to worry or think about it or do work for it so that I can take as much time off as I want. I can vacation. I can do everything I want to do with my kids and my family and not have to worry about, you know, those crazy night sweats, worrying that, oh, my God, I'm not going to have enough money this month because I'm not working enough. That's what passive income is for me. What about you?
Well, you actually pointed out the most important thing to me when you said your explanation there, because a lot of business coaches and, you know, trainers say that there's no such thing as passive income, but I think that they've kind of got it wrong. I mean, you can't just lay on the couch eating bonbons and watching TV and build passive income. Passive income is where you initially do have to work. So it's not just completely passive. You have to do the work up front, and then you do very little later to continue earning from that. So it's only passive after the initial work is done. And that's when you get to rest. But it's money that comes in regardless of your time spent. So you're not having to actually trade, like with coaching, where you trade an hour for X amount of dollars. This money can come in literally while you sleep. I mean, how many times do we wake up in the morning and see that we've already met our daily goal?
A lot every day.
Yeah, it's funny because people are like, oh, you can actually make sales in your sleep. Well, we each have a daily goal of how much we want to earn in the day, and a lot of times we get on and it's like, well, we already hit it, so what do we want to do now? Because that money was coming in all night, and, you know, Melissa's a morning person, but I'm not. So when I get on at 10 or 11 in the morning, if I've already earned my money that I need to make for the day to meet my goals, then, hey, that's all good. Have some coffee and figure out how I'm going to earn it for the next day. What do you think, Melissa? Is that pretty much, to me, that's the biggest significant thing to get through people's heads, is that this is not lay on the couch and eat bonbons and watch TV and earn passive income. We don't do that. We worked our butts off up front so that we don't have to work as hard now.
Oh, exactly. Like, even back when I first started my very first membership site, yeah, that's kind of passive income. You get those people in and the money keeps coming in month after month. But I busted my butt for 2 years to grow that while I was doing services and trading hours for dollars on the side. So I was doing both. And, you know, it is a lot of work. So it's not, like you said, just lay around, oh, I'm going to make passive income today and don't do anything. I mean, and I think that's where a lot of people, they think, you know, passive income, oh, that's impossible, you know, and you can't just make money without doing anything. But you do have to do something up front, and then the passive income part of it comes later.
Exactly. And I do know that we have a lot of people taking this class at our service providers and our consultants. So we definitely want you to start building in some recurring income streams into your business and some passive income streams as well. And what Melissa and I both what I recommend, and I know what Melissa did, is a two-prong approach. And I also taught this to my mom. that you start with the services, something where you can trade money for time or money for service, but at that same period of time, you treat yourself as your biggest and most important client and make sure that you're investing time into building your own business as well, where you're earning money, and you can start to cut back on those hours and cut back on that consulting, or at that point, you'll be able to raise your price on your consulting because you'll have that established fan base, and you'll have that built-in authority from creating a blog or doing webinars or having a podcast, you know, any of the things that we're going to talk about that you're going to do to grow your fan base and to get established as an expert. So people come to you and you don't have to chase them down as much. Would you agree, Melissa?
I would. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's definitely true what you said where, you know, the more passive income you create, the less you have to work. You can raise your prices, work with fewer clients because you're making that money up in passive income. And that's how I slowly made my way out of services. I was able to, you know, because I was starting to make more and more passive income, I cut back on my hours. I cut back on the amount of clients I had. I raised prices, so I only had to work with you know, a few people, and I got rid of everyone else. And then I also was able to, you know, I brought on a team and I got a lot of help. So, I mean, there's just so many benefits to passive income, even if you're providing services right now and you don't have any passive income. It really is easy to build it in. And, man, I wish I had have known this kind of stuff years and years ago when I was doing services. It would have made a world of difference and I would have got to where I am today a lot faster if I hadn't known all these little tweaks and stuff that we're going to be sharing with you throughout this program.
It really does, Melissa. It opens up doors. It opens up opportunities. And the more you start to build your online business, the more options you have for the consulting and the service providing, and you get to be picky. Only work with the people that really make your soul sing, you know, that you get excited to work with. Do coaching with higher level people, charge more, do VIP days for $5,000 a day instead of charging $50 an hour. I mean, the possibilities are really endless there. So go ahead, Melissa.
I was just going to say, absolutely. And if your goal is to get out of services or working with clients altogether, that's a complete possibility. You can eventually replace all of your current income with passive income and just walk away from services forever if that's what you want to do. So, I mean, there's just, again, so many opportunities.
Right, and you can go from the one-on-one to more of a group coaching setting as well. Some of my coaching clients that I've worked with have transitioned from one-on-one doing the service-based work to leading group coaching programs where they're teaching, you know, 100, 200 people at a time, and those people are paying a set higher price. So there's tons of possibility here. But, you know, why is it so important exactly, Melissa? Why is passive income so important to you specifically?
It's important to me because I don't want to have to worry about if I'm sick, if I want to go on holidays, if I just don't feel like working. I'm not going to have to worry about the fact that, oh my God, there's no money coming in. If I take this week off to spend with my kids, I'm not going to make any money. How am I going to pay my bills? Whereas having passive income, I do not have to worry about that. In 2012, I took time and I really detached from my business, and I basically lived the whole year on the passive income that I had created up to that point. And the funny thing is, my income didn't change. It didn't go down because I wasn't working. In some cases, you know, if I sent a mailing here and there promoting something of someone else's, in most cases, my income actually went up. So there was no drop. I didn't have to worry about, oh my God, I'm not at my desk working today. What's going to happen? How am I going to pay my mortgage and my bills? The money was still coming in and I didn't have to worry about it. So for me, that is, you know, one of the biggest things. And, you know, having the freedom to be with my kids all summer and not having to worry about, you know, I have to be at my desk working 12, 18 hours a day to keep that money coming in and missing spending time with them. So for me, that's what's so important about passive income.
Exactly. Yeah, you said a couple things there. My first goal, or a couple things that were important, obviously. My first goal with passive income was that I wanted to create a base income that would cover my essentials. So my first goal was to be able to pay for the mortgage, cable, water, health insurance, you know, all of that stuff, and have that coming in automatically, whether I logged onto my computer or not. And so that was my first goal. And I highly encourage, you know, everybody listening to this to set one goal like that. And it, yours can be a lot smaller to start off. You might just want to be able to pay, you know, your car payment in case that, you know, in case, so you don't have to worry about that. So that money's coming in. But I really, really, I'm financially conservative because I don't take risks with my money. I don't spend a lot. I never gamble. I'm very safe when it comes to money. So I like the peace of mind in knowing that, you know, if something really bad were to happen, that my family would be taken care of while if I was not able to take care of them, if I was not able to log on to the computer for a week, that money would still come in. You know, I don't like to be doom and gloom, so we'll start with the good scenario. And the good scenario is, what if you want to cruise around the world? Would you be able to go? Maybe not. You might not be able to go because you could lose your house. If you couldn't log on to the internet regularly, if it was spotty, you might not be able to pay your mortgage and lose your house. Whereas if you had some passive income, that kind of opportunity, you could go, yeah, I want to do that. Or even something on a smaller scale, like someone asked you to hike the Appalachian Trail. Can you do that? So on the good side of things, you want to have the passive income for that so that you can say yes to amazing opportunities. And then on the bad side of things, what happens if you get sick? There's been a couple scenarios where I personally have gotten very sick. One time I was pulling up the carpet in my daughter's room, and it was moldy, and I didn't realize that I was very, very allergic to mold. So I ended up in bed for 6 weeks on a whole bunch of medications, and I could barely move. It was very bad. And so, you know, my family was worried enough about me, and I was frustrated enough, but I couldn't work. And if I did not have passive income or I didn't have these income streams coming in, that could have been a very bad situation for us. And on the other side of things, what if somebody that you love needs you, that they get sick and they need you? You know, I've got a lot of people in my life that I love very, very dearly. And if something were to happen to them where they were in the hospital, I want to be able to be with them 100% and not be sitting on my laptop in the hospital room, you know, with the laptop or phone in between me and them. My phone stays in my purse when I'm talking to people, and I like to keep it that way. If I'm sitting at a restaurant, my phone's in my purse. If I'm sitting in a hospital room, you know, and I want to be with somebody and I want to spend time with them and talk to them and visit with them, my phone's in my purse. When I go visit my grandma at her house, my phone stays in my purse. I do not have it out. I do not need to have it out. I do not need to check on work because I've got systems in place that take care of everything. And if there really was an emergency, it's internet marketing. I am not a heart surgeon. It can wait. It can wait long enough until I can check my phone and deal with it at that point in time. And that's why passive income and systems are so important to me. And those are just some examples from my life. And Melissa, I know you do the same thing. You, when you go to your daughter's hockey games and hockey practices, where's your phone?
It's buried in my purse. Yeah. I don't have any social media apps on my phone. There was a couple times with you when we had some issues that I actually went to a browser and logged in that way so I could send you a message because I don't even have email on my phone. And that was like, I think, 2 seconds. And we sent each other a message like once and then that was it. But yeah, I'm not on my phone when I'm out. I mean, I hardly ever even use it for like even texting. Even if it's a practice, I'm sitting there and I'm watching my kids. I'm involved. I'm present. And that's really important for me.
Yeah, it was funny when I was at NAMS the last time, somebody, my assistant came up and said, Nick, your blog is down. And I went, okay, thanks for telling me. And I just went on with my conversation and they're like, did you hear me? Your blog is down. And I said, yes, I heard you. Thank you. I'm having this conversation right now. We'll deal with it in a minute. You know, it's most times when a site goes down, it's back up in 15 minutes anyway or less. So I'm not going to go running off screaming and dealing with it. I have enough income streams that if my blog is down for 15 minutes, I'm not going to die. You know, it used to be where I thought I was going to have a panic attack anytime anything went wrong. But now, you know, I can survive these things. So it's a major security thing for me. And it's extremely comforting to know that I have all of these streams that we're going to talk about in the upcoming calls.
Yep.
Melissa, and did you have anything else you wanted to say about why passive income is so important in your life?
I think you pretty much touched on it. You know, like you said, you know, being available for family. I know when my son was born in 2008, I was in the hospital with them for 2 weeks. I didn't work, but I also didn't have to worry about money. There wasn't that added worry on top, like over my head, like, you know, I wasn't freaking out about it. You know, I had enough on my plate. And, you know, as time went by, there's a lot of medical appointments and stuff. I mean, and I just didn't have to worry about the finances on top of everything else. So it's really important that, you know, you do have that passive income so you don't have to worry when stuff happens in life, because it does. Good or bad.
Yeah, and your situation was a very extreme case with your son, and luckily you were in Canada, so the medical stuff was covered.
Yes.
But yeah, that I know you were in therapies with him all the time, and at doctor's appointments, and your business, I know, obviously became further or less important to you during that time because you needed to be with him. So. Yep. Anyway, guys, don't want to end on a sad note. So,
yeah,
passive income allows you to actually leave your computer behind and go and be present and experience your life. A lot of people in our industry go through divorces, and I believe it's because we don't know how to separate ourselves from our computer and separate ourselves from our work, because we can have it on us 24/7. And some people very close to us have gone through divorces in the time that we've known them, because they feel like they have to be working to earn money. So if for no other reason, start getting some passive income streams into your business so that you can make 2014 an awesome year for you. You can do some of those fun things on your to-do list, the things that you want to be, the things that you want to do, in addition to some of the things you want to have too. But go out and do things and leave your phone in your car or in your purse and know that you're going to have some income coming in and it'll all be okay. So that's my pep talk for you.
Yeah, and I don't want people to rely on one form of income. I mean, if you're providing coaching services or anything like that, that's one stream of income. What happens if that goes away? You're screwed. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the recession, you and I were talking about this the other day, a lot of businesses that depended on speaking and coaching and stuff, they lost everything because they did not have other forms of income built online, whether through information products, membership programs, you know, just affiliate income, whereas the rest of us who did, we just rode that recession wave like it was no big deal. So, you know, passive income is important for that too, having multiple streams of income coming in. So you're not relying on one source. So if one source goes away, you've got others, and it's not going to be a big deal.
Well, it'll still be a big deal, but it won't be disabling. Yeah, it won't disable you. It won't cut you off at the kneecaps. And that's, you know, I can't even count how many income streams I have at this point. I have no idea. Even to guess, I don't think I would be right. I mean, obviously, some of them are very tiny, and others are big. You know, I might get a $2 check from Frederick of Hollywood in the mail 1 month. So, you know, it's not exactly making me rich, some of those, but but still, they add up. And just knowing that they're all out there is extremely reassuring to me.
Absolutely.
So that's a great point, that passive income streams should be diversified, but not to the extent where you're a crazy person, but where it makes sense and you're serving your market to the best of your capability. That's the important thing. All right, guys. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this call, and we'll be back with the next one all about the different types of passive income, and we'll start showing you some examples of different kinds that we've got in place to get your brains thinking and spinning and coming up with ideas. We sure hope you've enjoyed this call, and be sure to stop in the Facebook group and let us know if you have any questions, if you've had your own experiences where you haven't been able to work or an opportunity has come up that you've had to turn down because you haven't had passive income, or on the other side, if you have had an income stream that's been able to, that has allowed you to take care of the important things in life. We sure appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.